We're going to be talking about what's next for the Raiders after they lost this week to the Washington Commanders. In this quick hit episode, we're going to talk about leadership and what the captains do in a week like this. Again, let me just backtrack just a bit. I said we weren't going to spend a lot of time talking about giving a full game rewind on that atrocious loss to the Washington Redskins, but we are going to move forward and talk about what happens, what's needed to happen when these kind of games occur. It was a shellacking, and you know, a Marcus Mariota led Washington Commanders beat the Raiders 41-24, and it wasn't that close. Like I said previously, I've got a 50-year allegiance to the Raiders, and I'll never have another team. But in 50 years, it was hard to see, for me to think of another game where I felt like the actual gut-wrenching kick in the chest that I watched this past week. It was just a poor performance on all levels, special teams, defense, offense. It was just bad everywhere. So what needs to happen next? Let's get into that right away. So we talked about in episode one today, just, you know, the accountabilities everywhere and where the Raiders need to change. But let's talk about the leaders, and the face of the franchise is going to be Max Crosby, of course, defensively, and he's the face of the franchise. And offensively, we've got the quarterback and Geno Smith. And these two guys are like your natural leaders. There's probably a couple of other guys sprinkled in that do their share. But we know these two guys are where it's at. So typically in these sorts of losses, these ugly one-sided losses, I don't think the Raiders did this on purpose. I think there's a few quality control things going on. I think that the practices aren't quite given a realistic look. And honestly, we have to question the effort. And it's natural to give a question, but let's hope we get the answer that we want to get, not the one we don't want to get. So, you know, we want to know that our team went on the field Sunday and gave their best effort. But, you know, in these sorts of losses, it's important that Max and Geno get the guys together on their own. They may or may not let the coaches know, but typically when a team loses like this, it's time for a closed door meeting, no coaches allowed. And the guys need to get together, Max and Geno and whoever else is involved, get the guys together and, you know, just straight up and say, you know, guys, we got to do better. You know, you're either with us or you're not, or you're not with us. You know, this early season, it's just game 3 out of 17. And, you know, football is a team sport, and it's probably the best team sport in the world, in my opinion. And here they are. You got 11 guys on the field at a time. And it's just good to know that your brothers are behind you and that everybody's going to go in the same direction. And, you know, they typically have some sort of, you know, if you're not with us, then turn in your equipment now or let us know. And it's kind of a, you know, shit or get off the pot moment. But it does come down to business where, you know, these guys are professionals. This is what they do for a living. And it's not about, it shouldn't be just about the money. And we can see guys that sell out, you know, and I never want to accuse anybody of quitting, but these sorts of behind the scenes meetings can be tumultuous.